Team Malizia brings you End of Watch, starring Rosalind Kuiper and Boris Herman.
Okay, here we go. Good morning, Rosie. Let's jump in it. Into it.
Good morning, Boris. Ça va? How are you?
Ça va très bien.
Yeah? From 0 to 10?
8. I have a little bit of like sleepiness inside of me, but good mood and a bit more relaxed.
That's very good to hear. You see, you look very relaxed, I have to say, smiling. I feel 8 mentally and 6 physically.
Oh, very low.
Yeah, I feel a little bit... I started my seasickness marathon tablets again. But I don't know, it's a bit a different sea state today.
Yeah, I know that from my own adventures in the past, that randomly I could have a phase over the long weeks of sailing where kind of my body just feels a little bit unwell at sea, kind of almost like, it's not really seasickness, but...
Your muscles feel a little bit shaky, your stomach is not really nice, a bit of a headache. Wow, we have complained enough, so average 7.
Okay, let's see after the podcast. Anyway, we had lunch. My lunch was really good. How was yours?
It's like, oh, the best lunch ever. I had from Adventure Menu. It's a little advertisement. Adventure Menu, I had meatballs with rice inside, and then we cooked fresh rice on the side. Super good.
Yeah, I took advantage of the rice portion and took half of it. Yeah. And that made my dish much better as well.
Yeah. Well, you had a bun bag.
Yeah, bun bag.
Yeah, it was super good. No, it's a good start of the day. Actually, it's funny because it's almost the end of the day. It's 3 UTC in the night.
Yeah, exactly. In our home place, Holland and Germany, we have 3:41. So 9 minutes to the end of my watch. Let's speed it up, as we were like saying yesterday.
Exactly. No, it's a pretty good day. I have to say it's not a shade of grey, a bit different than yesterday.
A bit more light.
Quite some wind, a little bit more choppy sea state, and we changed sails. So we have a fractional sail instead of a big masthead sail.
So in terms of sailing, there were no big dramas, everything is going well.
Yeah.
The boat is a little bit like rolling around and putting the nose in some waves, and not like the smoothest ride, but we are decently making progress and everything is good. So knocking on wood,
yeah.
And my head.
Yeah.
In terms of sailing, in terms of navigation, it's a bit more interesting today.
Yeah.
We have a little passing of an island.
Yes.
It's called Auckland Island.
Islands. It's super nice. Actually, we can't see it physically because we're 30 miles away from it, but we can see it on the radar. And I went on a little adventure this morning. I went up in the bubble. So I've been, we're all inside this boat, of course. And then I haven't been up in the bubble for 5 days. So I was like, okay, let's eat my lunch in the bubble. And actually the boat looks from a totally different perspective. I really had the feeling I was a day out by myself. But I looked up and I saw these birds, right? Like 50, 60 black small birds. And that's a sign of being close to the island.
Yeah, I wrote a few days ago to my scientific WhatsApp group why we don't see albatrosses. In fact, Rosie just mentioned yesterday there's zero wildlife, nothing. We haven't seen any bird, animal, fish. We don't really want to see fish, by the way, but we could run into them. But we love observing the albatross. And there was none since a week. So some bird specialists owe us some answers here.
Yeah.
But now... Like Rosie observed, close to land you have totally different species, like smaller birds that can fly out maybe 50 or 100 miles to the sea. And these, for the ancient seafarers, these little birds were actually the sign of land somewhere.
Ah, yeah. It's interesting. Actually, it's very interesting. Remy is working for the team and she's fantastic. She made a little document with some facts about the Auckland Islands. And what was it? Different. A lot of penguins live there. The highest point is like 700 meters.
It's an archipelago with a group of islands that are not exactly connected, with an inside body of water, the famous dragon.
Ah, yeah.
And in 1860 or so, there was a group of seafarers stranded and lost for 18 months. And then they lost patience and they built a ship and went back to New Zealand.
Yeah, pretty extreme. And as well, we are not allowed to go to the island. It's a protective island and there's no one is living there. Because we can like bring diseases and bacteria and stuff and like kind of ruin the whole ecosystem. So
that's actually a pretty common problem on all these islands in the Southern Ocean. I got just contacted a few days ago by a lady. She's working for a foundation to protect albatrosses. And on Marion Island, it's another small one, they have this problem with too many birds, rats or mice, I don't know, I think rats. And they are eating all the albatross babies and albatrosses. So they are collecting money at the moment for like 1 year, and then they want to do a big concerted effort to extinguish completely the rats from the island, because they got bought by whalers and seafarers, and not intentionally, but they were just hopping off these ships, I guess.
Yeah, it's interesting. Interesting as well is that we were just looking at the map just now, and we're saying, okay, what's ahead? And a couple of things. At the moment, we are 180 degrees east. We are 165 degrees east. And what we mentioned in the podcast, the more we go east, the more we go forward in the time zone. And if we pass 180 east, then we like jump one whole day back. So imagine it's your birthday, then you have like twice your birthday.
Talking about birthday, it's the birthday of my wife today.
Oh!
Happy birthday, Birte!
Happy birthday, Birte!
Let's sing quickly.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
So nice. Presents first?
Yeah, I think there's something. Yeah. No, I bought something.
Oh, that's good.
In Cape Town.
Yeah. No, we discussed about this, so that's very good.
Also, Rosie was asking the question, sailing further east from here, are we going to fall off the earth?
Exactly.
No, that topic is behind us. Now, we see on the map already, the zoom level we have here, we can see on the chart the datum line, which is actually not exactly straight at 180. Good. It follows mostly 180, but then you see the New Zealanders, they made it kink out a bit to the east so that they are one common time zone.
Oh, that's quite nice.
It would be pretty pathetic to have a datum line with like 1 day difference going through your tiny country with 2 million inhabitants. So they were smart enough to avoid that.
Yeah.
But we will reach that in 20 hours roughly.
Yeah.
And then going east, there is really nothing. We are like jumping off a cliff here, away from New Zealand, into the vast Pacific, the vastest, biggest ocean of our planet.
Exactly. Pretty exciting. And then we will reach Point Nemo.
Eventually.
Hopefully. Hopefully. Yeah, I think we will make it. If we don't fall off the cliff after 180 degrees, if the Earth is really round and not flat, I think we will come to Point Nemo. And
okay, let's do a game with you, dear listeners. By the way, we appreciate your feedback. We had like feedback from a few people. Martin.
Yeah.
He wrote us a long message to the info@email address and with 3-4 points, like technical advice, appreciating the podcast,
life on board,
idea for an oven that we could have. I actually consider that seriously for the Vendée Globe.
Yeah, it's actually super good, Martin. The funny thing is, Martin, he mentioned an Omnia oven, and an Omnia oven, for the people who don't know, it's like a round oven, and in the middle is a hole, and it's kind of a tailbone ID. And actually, I use it in my camper van all the time. And Martin, thanks for the feedback, because I'm gonna buy the oven, I'm gonna bring it here, and then we're gonna try to fit it on a jet boil, so we can make like nice food sometimes, you know, like lasagna or maybe eggs or something to trigger a little bit.
You need to keep a little bit of human side in these shades of gray for weeks and weeks here. You know, also we are imprisoned. We are inside. If we were to go outside, we would be swept away by the water. No way, huh? And so you're inside this 2 by 2.5 square meter box for weeks. I mean, imagine that.
It's pretty nuts if you think about this.
We're much better off than the other competitors who have the same box, half the size, half the height, They have painted it black. They have no windows. So
and they're wet all the time, like 24/7. And we're sitting in our pajamas at the moment, looking at a book and doing a nice podcast.
Yeah, we could tell some details about the wetness and how they use it. I won't do that. No, but coming back to Point Nemo, we do a little game with your dear listeners. So you have heard about Team Malizia before. So you must have heard about the Malizia Education Challenge called My Ocean Challenge. So any hashtag My Ocean Challenge?
It's a little bit of advertisement, huh? And this is our advertisement section, but we have some feedback from the boss Holly, and she mentioned not too much advertisement. She said the section is a little bit too long, so we should keep it short.
Okay, I keep it super short. Give me 25 seconds. But there's a big promise in this. So if you figure out how to download our education booklet, find
11 languages.
Yeah, in your language. So if you are Chinese, you can download it in Chinese. Thanks to the help from Kühne & Nagel and other partners, we were able to translate it into 12 languages. So download your language, find the explanation about Point Nemo, write us an email with the exact coordinates of Point Nemo. Who will be the first to answer this? We will send you a free gift.
Ooh.
That's something we need to discuss and elaborate what exactly it's going to be.
Very
I have a few ideas, but there will be big rewards, massive rewards. But now it's your turn. So jump on the computer. Keep listening to the podcast, but jump on the computer.
You can find it on the Boris Herrmann website, correct?
Yeah, or you can teammalizia.com.org, myoceanchallenge.org, borishermann.com, all these things.
Super nice, yeah. Okay, and then the little game, because we did the little game actually before we started this podcast, but I'm wondering, what's the little game?
There's a game every page. Which one do you want? So I have on my lap the education booklet that my wife Birte and I, we did that 2018, and then 2020 we updated that during Corona.
Yeah.
And now Helen from our team updated it again early this year.
And it's actually super fun. It's for children, but as well for adults, because I...
Oh damn, a drop of water came into the hedge from a funny angle and stopped the podcast recording on my phone.
But I think it was a good thing because we spoke another 10 minutes about the Ocean Challenge and we shouldn't advertise too much, remember?
Oh my god, I think I wouldn't be wanting to be too restricted by Holly. And this is a subject worth advertising for hours and hours in the next 100 episode of our podcast.
Exactly.
So, no, but there must be reward for you, so dear listener. If you manage to find it on our website, tell us what Point Nemo is.
Yes.
Write an email. You get the first of you is going to get a present.
Yeah.
We're going to decide at the end of the podcast what the present is going to be.
Exactly.
And then if you have kids, have them have a look at this, download the thing, print it out for them.
Yeah, or if you're a teacher yourself.
If you're a teacher, your kids, I mean, as a teacher, you can contact myoceanchallenge.com, etc. here. The contact is given in the booklet and on the website.
Yeah.
And then your class can follow...
The program
and do video conference with the board. We do one on the 20th of March. So, that's it.
That's it. Well, it's a bit shorter. That's pretty nice. But yes, we were talking as well about the podcast and the future about from our podcast, because next leg you will be not on the boat, right?
Exactly.
So how are we going to solve this?
So either it's a solo podcast, Rosie, or Rosie
with
Rosie Antoine, or we try with the phone. I think we just need to try and then see if it works out naturally or not.
Yeah, we're gonna see it. And maybe we can do a call now and then. As we speak, the boat is slowing down a little bit.
Yeah, I just came up 2 degrees here on the pilot.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
The podcast feedback I got from one dear friend. He was driving last night from Munich to Hamburg.
Yeah.
And he listened to our five episodes so far.
Really?
Twice. And he said it lifted his spirits up. And
really?
That was not the only one. I had also from another friend in Denmark, a German. He's listening as well. And he said, while walking through the forest, it lifted up his spirits.
Really? But that's so good to hear.
It was so gray outside. And he said, you could hear how we were enjoying it, etc., etc. So That's actually the feedback.
But that's lifting me up as well. That's super nice.
It's doing good. It's doing good to others.
Yeah.
We are now a little bit in the wind shadow of Auckland Island. That's why we are slowing down pretty dramatically, actually. So
it's like less, 7 knots less. Just
if it stays like this, we're going to cut the podcast short and do something about it. But it's combined with a big head header. So VMJ running a header is a good thing. The wind is turning right, and on the satellite picture, it actually looked beautiful. Seeing the waves of the wind shadow on the satellite picture, I have never, or it's very rare to see such a good satellite picture of, you know, the 700 meter elevation and the airflow over it lifts the upper air into colder sections where it condensates, and so it makes a wave pattern with condensation and not condensation. You see that in the cloud.
Do you know how they call the mountain? The high mountain.
Yeah, Dick.
Yeah, Mountain Dick.
Mount Dick.
But pretty funny.
Mount Dick.
It's so funny how, when the boat is slowing down, how the whole, literally how the vibe on board is changing, and just the motion is so different that it's, that's so funny in the boat. It's always different. Almost every 5-10 minutes is different.
Yeah, we expect these next 24 to 30 hours to be still pretty full on, and then tomorrow, Thursday evening, UTC time, to ease off.
Yeah, and that's for the weekend.
Yeah, from Thursday evening to Sunday, lighter winds, high pressure.
Exactly.
Something I'm actually quite looking forward to.
Oh, me too. Maybe we can even go outside, huh?
Like Antoine said, this is bourrin. It's like a French
boring
word. No, bourrin, that means... Oh. It's like, I don't, how do you translate it to English? It's, you know, it's just a bit brutal, you know? It's like brutal bashing through the sea. It's not, it's there's no...
It's not charming.
No finesse in it.
Yeah, you guys spoke a lot of French, I have to say, in the last days.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yes, sometimes it's
and
nice.
And I really thought that I picked up some words, but I think the opposite is true.
Antoine told me, some sailors are like wild boars. They like the brutal smashing through the sea for hours.
Yeah.
But Antoine and I, we are more like delicate little boys. We like our little conversation in French.
Yeah.
We miss our little glass of red wine.
Yeah. Nice.
We're like sitting here a little bit like petting each other or like crying. We couldn't like sit in a more comfortable environment.
Oh, that's good. Well, maybe this weekend, from Saturday, we can go, from Friday evening, we can go outside, chill on the solar panels, have our nice little aperitif over there. Imagine!
Apropos solar panels, you remember yesterday we had sun for 1 hour?
Yeah.
And it gave us 21 amps of solar charge, which is amazing. You need, like, to get that, and you need, like, a 20 horsepower engine to run at full revs.
Yeah,
it's
super good.
With big capacity, batteries here to charge them at 20 amps.
Yeah.
And what else? They work probably better when it's cold.
Yeah, you mentioned that, yeah.
Yeah, there's higher efficiency. Jesse, our team technician, told us that.
Oh.
So
the solar is working better, but the water maker, it's almost twice the amount of energy. It's almost taking twice as long to make the same amount of water here as in the warm water in the doldrums.
Yeah, to desalinate the water with the electric pump we have there, the water maker.
Yeah. And I noticed as well, I eat so much more. I eat so much more now than I've ever done.
It's normal. With the cold, we're using twice as many calories. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Just for the cold, to maintain the body temperature in the cold.
Yeah. I noticed as well today that my legs are shrinking.
Yeah, that's for all of us. Will said the same. I think the upper body for me is growing a bit because I hold on all the time. Equilibrium, etc.
Actually, it's just almost the end of your watch, so that means that William Harris is coming on watch.
Yes.
There he is. Good morning, Will.
Good morning.
How do you feel?
Very good. Ready for another day.
Yeah, do you want to join our podcast for a little bit?
You're doing it now?
Yeah, we're on it. Actually, we had a very funny moment this morning with Will. Antoine wants to do a little interview with Will. You can come. Will said, okay, well, that's good. And Will said, yeah, I need to go to the toilet. So in the end, Will ended up on the toilet doing an interview with Antoine.
That was yesterday.
That was yesterday, really.
You're mixing the days, it becomes a blur.
Oh, really?
All the days become one now, don't they?
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's not a shade of grey.
Cool, okay, shall we wrap it up here for today and try to get some speed out of this boat? And then we talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, and any feedback is more than welcome.
We can also advertise more things if you want.
Yeah, I like to advertise. I think it's just the most funny part of the boat.
We should open a marketing agency and just advertise, broadcast advertising for the radio.
Like. Exactly. Yeah, and then every episode we got sponsored by something cool or fun. We only take the silly things, remember?
Yeah, we only take silly things. This is all about fun at the end of the day. This podcast is not meant to be the most serious thing in the world.
No, it shouldn't be.
So, yeah. So, question, how did it influence your well-being today?
Yeah, good. I'm an 8.
Wow, yeah. From 7 to 8.
Yeah, and my body feels a bit better. And I was like, why should I moan so much? I feel okay.
And I could kind of get rid of a few words, and that gives me a good condition to go to bed, to sleep now.
Yeah. We should do a word counter for you.
A word counter, yeah.
Yeah, after 40,000 words here, you're good to go.
Yeah, now I'm good to sleep. I feel actually quite tired, like crashing down. Like the excitement of doing the podcast is over. This is like, actually it feels like the highlight of the day sometimes.
Yeah, the funny thing is when we come on watch, like 2 watches before we do this, then we're like, oh, is it already podcast watch? And we're very excited to do this. It's pretty fun, right?
Yeah, thanks guys for listening, and keep listening, and hopefully your mood also ups from whatever it was before, at least one digit.
Exactly, and keep on breathing, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
Ciao,
have a good day.
Ciao.